We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Informant Podcast, where family is first. I am Mig Chainsaw Chester. Today, we also have Pistol Pete.
Hey, Chester, how's it going?
It is going well. How about you, man?
Wonderful. Things have been great. It's going to be a great night. Got lots of good information. Got stuff coming out from the Mafia Wars loot lady, Jennifer. You there?
Hi, Pete. I'm good. Sorry I missed the last episode.
Hey, you were out living life.
Yes. Had friends in town, so I was the Vegas tour guide for the weekend.
Cool.
And Gianni Death by Gucci is here as well.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
And so you've been sick for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm on my third round of antibiotics.
Are you sure that you're just not dead?
I think I might be undead.
There's sure. Always a possibility.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. It is the season. So, no, I'm hanging in. I'm doing better. Thank you.
Cool. Everybody ready for the Halloween?
I am.
I'm over it.
How are you over this? It's not even here yet.
We had our party early.
Nice.
I'm just through with that thing.
Yeah.
Not me. I have a kid. You don't have a kid. That's right.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. If you got kiddos, it's a big difference. My wife's out tonight just scounging up some costume stuff, and we've got a massive amount of kids in our neighborhood, and so there will be candy flowing like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Nice. I mean, you got the good candy, crazy. Or do you cheap out?
No, I always
he
get
cheaps
good candy.
Out with the apples.
Are you the guy with the toothbrushes?
No, I am not the guy with the toothbrushes.
Okay.
Jennifer, we've got some stuff hitting in Mafia Wars, don't we?
Yes, a bunch of stuff. The first thing is a boring one, but you can buy these really cool looking items from the marketplace, but they're 35 reward points each.
But a point about that, if you buy the bundles, if you refresh your bundle list, they'll be in the bundle. Sometimes you can get them for 20% off. Plus, you can get skill points with them.
Oh, well, I'd do that then.
Yeah.
Maybe I will, because they're really neat looking. Like, whoever designed those put a lot of time into it.
Their graphic artists do a phenomenal job. There's some of them that are really, really impressive.
Yeah, and they get better and better all the time.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They have the mystery van. And did you see that they're dropping again?
The mystery van is?
When you accept people into your mafia.
Yep. Yep. When you accept people in your mafia, they're giving away the old Halloween loot from last year, which I thought was kind of interesting.
There's two other Halloween events going on. The next one is the Halloween loot event, and you can collect 7 items just for fighting and doing jobs. You get 4 doing jobs and 3 for fighting. And then there's the Crash the Mayor's Halloween Party, which is a social mission.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Now, do you know, Jennifer, is that actually going to show on the missions page?
This one is currently on the homepage, but I imagine it will show up on your missions, too.
It's just one mission, correct?
Well, it's one mission, but there's 3...
tiers to it.
Yeah, 3 tiers. Hard, medium, and easy. This is going to be exactly like the social missions that we're doing. But it'll have a Halloween theme to it.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
And a Halloween loot as well?
Yes.
So everybody that's been getting sick of missions already needs to keep in mind that there is a rare item on this one, right?
Yes. There's several.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the one that gives you like 72 attack. That's kind of decent.
Yeah.
I'll take it. We'll turn that one down.
Now, to get these, you don't have to do anything like creating links or things like that, do you?
No.
And speaking of creating links, Pete, don't we have something that we're going to be using?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about this week on the Spotcom Report is the Linkinator. And some people wonder how I even came up with the name. And if you have kiddos, you know Phineas and Ferb.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
Listen to Mr. Doofenshmirtz and all his things are the Nator this and Nator that. So we came up with the Linkinator. And what it really does is it takes your free gifts and allows you to generate tiny URLs for them that you can then share with your friends. What you would do is load up the Linkinator. It loads your free gifts page. You pick which items you want to generate links for, and then it will actually generate the links. You copy those and paste them in your profile, or we just recently added an option to share it on your wall. Then you can publish them out, and then your friends can go to your wall and get your links. Now, what's really handy about it is, and Mike's talked about this in the past, is Facebook has a pretty extensive search option in it that lets you go out and go to the search at the top and type in something you're looking for. For example, let's say terracotta tiles, which are pretty few and far between. You can actually do a search and then click on feeds from friends. Then what it'll do is it'll show you all the posts by your friends to actually see those terracotta links. You just click on each one, and each one gives you that gift. And then for the socially conscious that don't like to take gifts and not give back, Jenna.
That's me.
You can turn around, and since they open in-game, just like any other gift would from the Facebook request page, you could actually turn right around and send a gift back to the person that you've just now collected it from. And then those show up inside the Zynga Message Center inside the game. And then there's an option to accept them there, and then they can send them back to you again. And you can go in this kind of really neat circle of life with regard to gifting. So
I had no idea how people were doing these tiny URLs.
We figured, well, this is probably one of those that would save some time. One of the questions that comes up often at Spockholm, and it comes up all the time, and there's been a lot of fans of the show listening now that have asked this, is, well, you know, I hear about all these bookmarklets, what Zynga's stance and so on. There's a really a fine line. I think where we've kind of remained in the game so long is because we take a very non-bot approach to the tools that we write. Recently, and Jennifer, you'll be able to touch on this some, you know, they introduced this CAPTCHA thing on fighting in order to try to stop the Autobots from uniting with the Decepticons or something like that. And you know, what they've done is they're basically just trying to slow everybody down in the game. And that's fine, and it's all well and good, but the problem is most of the bookmarklets we write don't do the game faster than what a human really does. You know, if you look at any of the tools that we write, most of them, 1 to 2 seconds or more per click is the average of what a human would do it anyway. So we're not speeding up the game beyond what a normal human being would do. I think that whether or not they want to admit it, whether or not it's ever going to come out publicly, I still don't know. I mean, I continue to make my sales pitch to the Zynga team. We are an essential part of the community. There's still a chance for it to be against the terms of service. I think if they're used judiciously, and they're not, you know, if you basically turned one of the bookmarklets around and started fighting at a rate of, you know, one fight every half second or every eighth of a second, I think you're going to take a beating for it. And the script writing community would take a beating for it, too. But most of your legitimate bookmarklet writers, you know, Martin, myself, Joko, all of us, we kind of take a really firm stance that, you know, we're not trying to bot. We're trying to use the tools that are already existing in the game and just make them simpler. You know, when Aaron writes the Chucker and Chucker, you know, basically takes advantage of the new gifting, it's all done to just simplify it for the end user. In my opinion, saves the development team some resources and lets them focus on some of the other things, like bugs in the game.
Pete, can you say something on how bookmarklets reduce server load?
Sure. Bookmarklets as a whole, we bypass in some cases. Some of them don't require the through time through Facebook, like with a request. So for example, Linkinator does not go out and then have to hit Facebook and then come back and round trip, come back into Mafia Wars, load up 13 different pages before it finally gets to the page for accepting the gift. And all that is something that will reduce server load. You know, the bookmarklets for fighting and so on and so forth, even though they may run at a rate of 1 to 2 seconds a hit, they are direct shots right against the individual pages that particular action takes. You're saving some time. We're also not loading up all the images. That saves time. It does make a difference for especially users on lower bandwidth machines. They're not having to deal with all that extraneous data that comes down.
The reason I ask is because you asked me to talk about the CAPTCHA on fighting. And I've been following this thread on the Zanga forum board where they're insisting that this is not a technique that's going to hurt the fighters, because a lot of fighters have found they were in wars and they couldn't attack their target in enough time because they had to fill out the CAPTCHA. One of the excuses that was given in that thread was that catching the bots would reduce server load. Based on what you just said, I think that's just the opposite. And I hope that they would just eliminate this CAPTCHA thing altogether. I don't see where any good is coming out of it.
No, and with regard to the CAPTCHA itself, you know, I'll always make a joke that isn't that what the Revolver of Death is for? Just throw up the Revolver of Death more often. But
it comes up all the time.
There are bots out there, and there are scripts out there that have been written, bookmarklets, just the same as what we write, that will attack at a rate that is well beyond what a human can do. And I can totally agree with some kind of burden being put on those types of activities, because they do. They put an enormous load on us. But now that said, you know, it's a web-based app, and it's no different than any other app that's out there. If the end user wants to speed up their game, I'm not sure where the fine line comes in. We created our own fine line in order to survive. It served us pretty well. But yeah, I think there's some out there that are well in excess as far as the number of activities they can do. Like they'll do a power attack that'll hit somebody 5 or 10 times in, well, 10 or 20 times in 1 second. I mean, that's overload. You don't need that kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that's going to help you with is burning a lot of stamina or energy very, very fast in order to level fast. And I know there's players out there that that's their mission in life. There's a whole group dedicated to people that they want to level as fast as they can and fight as fast as they can because they're wanting to be the number one with the highest level of fighting and robbing and everything else in the game. That's another dynamic of this game that I don't think Zynga's aware of. Or if they are, then they don't care, and that's fine too. But there are players that are out there that they want to be number one in the field of fighting. And I don't mean fighting like from a family standpoint. I'm talking about they're just looking at numbers.
Yeah,
I want to be the guy that gets to, you know, 20 bazillion first. That's their mission in life. I want to be the guy that finally makes it to level 100 in the fighting mastery. And there are people
to make each ice count. Yeah.
Right. And that's why I said it. That's why this game is so unique and why we all play it is it's what we live for is this dynamic that lets us play it how we feel it's best for us and our dynamic of play.
Right.
Thanks for that, Pete. Well, we're going to take a break real quick and come back with the family life. See you then.
Days of Halloween.
So we have a new contest coming up called the 13 Days of Halloween.
The 13 Days of Halloween?
13 Days of Halloween, 13 winners. They're each going to win a Zynga gift card.
Sweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
What a trick-or-treat special.
A Zynga gift card. That's nice.
Stay tuned for information on our website.
Stay tuned for more information.
And we are back. Thank you, everybody. We're going to talk again about family life now. I have to clear some things up about calling Fearless worthless. I will have to say it does have a small benefit, which is being able to regenerate your stamina faster. One per every 2.5 minutes after mastering the Hitman tier in New York. So that is something that does help. And also they reminded me that it's the only one that will allow you to be a wheelman. So if you didn't have a bunch of worthless, fearless people out there, you wouldn't have any wheelmen.
So take it back.
Oh, God. It's
They're
so hard.
And you level...
and you level
And
what?
You'll level faster with stamina. If you have a large stamina pool versus a large energy pool.
Because the ratio is a little bit higher. Thin. And now it used to not be high. So that's what I'm basing everything
on. Well,
it
is now.
It is now. God, Zynga, quit changing this thing. So yes, I will concede. I will say, sorry, Trey, you're not worthless. At least your character's not worthless.
I'm a fearless.
Oh, well.
Is there a benefit from me going to a maniac to fearless now if I prefer to fight more?
What is your stamina? How many stamina you have?
I don't know, like 800, something like that.
And what's your energy?
Do I have to tell all my secrets?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you need to build your stamina pool. And once you get a large stamina pool, then it's a great idea because that's going to be your main source of experience would be from your stamina. But if you have a large energy pool right now, I would wait till you build up your stamina, which you can do by constantly building the chop shops and weapon depot items, armory items. Go for those that build up your stamina. Use those 5+ points. Once you get a large stamina pool, it only makes sense to be a fearless.
Right.
It only makes sense?
Makes more sense. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's to some people, yeah. Right?
Because okay, you'll regenerate stamina quicker, and if that's what you're using to gain most of your experience.
So it's correct. A preference on how you want to build your character.
Yeah, it's nobody's right or wrong.
Exactly. It's just preference.
But if you want to be the best.
Except for in this case, Chester was wrong. Fearless was not useless or worthless, excuse me. The other thing to remember, too, about this whole thing about stats, the characters themselves, that stamina will generate the highest ratio of experience per stamina point by fighting or robbing, more than you can get by doing jobs.
You are correct. If what you're focusing on is pure stamina, then being fearless is perfect. If you're an Eho, then something more balanced. Or if you're just a balanced player, again, Maniac will be better for that because it'll regenerate your energy a little bit faster. It's a personal preference, really. It depends on what your style of play is.
Well, the beautiful thing is you can actually change that now, which you didn't used to be able to.
I know, that was horrible.
Absolutely. And there's one last thing I wanted to say. When you were talking about CAPTCHA, absolutely horrid. That stuff, Zynga, get that crap out of the game. CAPTCHA, lose it.
Yeah, I'm not so good with CAPTCHA. Please.
No, it's horrible. I can barely read that junk.
It's a nightmare.
This is the last episode we're going to have before Halloween. So I wanted to tell everybody happy Halloween.
I'd like to remind everybody that you still have a little bit of time here to go get entered into our contest of the 13 days of Halloween.
That's right. 13 days, 13 gift cards. It ends what, October 31st?
Yes, it does.
So I want to say a shout out to Mig. It's our second anniversary. Just wanted to say thank you, Mig, for giving me the year and a half as Godfather, making it easy. All the stuff that we've done through the Civil War, through all the different wars that we've had out there, the month or two or 3 month long wars that we've had. Mm-hmm. You guys have been absolutely phenomenal. I appreciate each and every one of you and the hard work that you've done, and my officer crew and the past officers and the two past Godfathers. Thank you all for your service at MIG. It has been a fantastic ride.
I know everyone at MIG also appreciates everything that you've done too, Chester, so thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
For making us a great family.
One of the best.
I would like to thank Mike Nestor of our podcast for always being there and helping me, and Dark Crypto for making sure things get put on the fan page.
Crypto, thank you.
Just wanted to shout out to Scott Breeze. He actually attended the Zynga meet and greet in San Francisco and sent us a little info on it. And he said it was really noisy. He met a lot of people. He met Jill and some others, but there wasn't a whole lot really going on. He got some of the swag from the Mafia Made event, which we still don't know is whether or not it's going on or not. Anyway, I wanted to give him a quick shout out. The other one is I just want to give a shout out to our fans. You know, we were looking at some of the stats and stuff like that. And when Chester was talking about all the countries he's traveled through, bragging about his life and all this other stuff, we're actually listened to
in
75
countries. We haven't even gotten to that point yet.
but we're listened to in 75 different countries at this point. Now, there may be only one listener in each 75 countries, but, you know.
But you count.
That's right. Every vote counts.
Speaking of every vote counts, Jana?
I would just like to remind everyone, Election Day is next Tuesday. And if you still can early vote, it's a good chance to miss the rush. Just wanted to remind everybody we live in a great country that allows us to speak through voting. And so you want to not lose that opportunity.
Yeah, as Pete was alluding to, I've been to 23 countries, 215 cities out there. And every time I get back to this country, guys, it is to me one of the greatest country on this planet.
Absolutely.
So you have that right. Exercise it.
I think for the next election, the big one, we're going to have the ice the vote.
It is
Zynga
ice the
should
vote.
Come up with something.
Yep, we'll work with Zynga to get them to do it right. We'll get ice the vote.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And, you know, it's
no, important. We can still do it. We can still put it out there for them.
Yeah, exactly. Or put it out there, and I'm sure they'll take it and use it themselves. So that's cool, too.
Yeah, whatever. As long as people are voting and are being reminded, then
that's
I'm
right.
happy to give the ideas.
That's yep. right. Exercise
Absolutely.
That right.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Wanted to thank everybody behind the scenes. And we just want to sign off. Thanks again for listening to the Informed Podcast, where family is first. See you next time.
I want to cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.